Tyler Christensen was crowned the Cass County Fair King. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the best part of the competition for you?
Probably getting to sing my favorite song in front of everybody.
I kind of thought you were going to say that. Introduce us to your folks.
My parents are Jeff and Shelley Christensen. Okay. They're wonderful people.
And your club?
Grant Guys and Gals and Atlantic FFA.
Okay, excellent. Why did you decide to get involved in things like FFA and 4-H?
Way back when, like once in the first year you can start joining 4-H, I was just told to get involved as much as I can by my dad and my mom, so I just got involved and had fun with it, so I just kept going.
What's the best thing you've been able to accomplish through 4-H or FFA?
Probably going to state fair and placing pretty high up there with my sheep. That's always fun, so...
Do you have higher goals then, too? I mean, what's next for you here down the road? Where do you see yourself going?
I'm going to go over to Central College over in Pella and major in elementary education. I hope to come back here and teach.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about the experience here being involved in the King Contest. Good time?
Yeah, great time, actually. For me, anyway. I don't know if everybody else's ears think that, but...
Well, now you get a chance to help out and be a part of the fair in a lot of different ways now. It's got to be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet a lot of new people and this experience, see a lot of different shows and have fun with it.
Well, I know we asked you on stage last night, but we'll ask you again, too. Give a little advice to those young people. Why should they get involved in stuff like 4-H and FFA? Why is that still an important thing to do?
Well, it's always important to get involved in your community, and it's always a blast to come out here and hang out with all your friends that you meet throughout the community in Cass County and just have fun together.
Excellent. Well, very good. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hannah Meisner is the 2014 Cass County Fair Princess. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Who are your folks?
Charlie and Deb Meisner.
First of all, what's your 4-H club?
The Griswold Clubsters, and I'm a member of the Griswold FFA chapter.
Okay, you answered my next question already.
Yeah.
Talk about your involvement. Have you been involved in a lot of things through those projects or through those clubs?
Oh, of course. I've been involved ever since I could, third grade and eighth grade for FFA. I've been with the static exhibits in the building. I've done home improvement, food and nutrition. I've also done working exhibits, decorator showcase, fashion review, and I'm also a member of the Youth Council and Youth Action Committee. And with FFA, I've done a lot of CDEs, a lot of SAEs, a lot of club opportunities.
You like to be busy?
Oh, yes. I love it. I love meeting new people. It's just more opportunities to get myself known by other people, like adults and everywhere.
Talk about the process involved in this Queen competition and the judging and all that fun.
Oh, yes. It was really fun. You know, the interviews are a little nerve-wracking, but after that, I was like, I'm confident. You know, I think I did good. You just got to go in there with some confidence. You can't be too nervous. Otherwise, you're going to just talk yourself out of it, and you're just going to ramble on like I am doing now, and I'm just going and going. But, yeah, it was a great time. I loved getting to meet other people from different schools. I know that... Our 4-H clubs don't get together as much, but I got to meet a lot of girls from the other 4-H clubs, so it's pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, what's in your future?
Oh, well, I still have two more years of high school, so I'm still going to be in 4-H. I'll be around here the next couple years, and then hopefully go to get my gen eds and then go to pre-medical school and then go to medical school.
So you have a plan all made up already.
Oh, yes, of course. Just the school. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, good. What's your favorite memory from fair so far?
Probably is when Mandy Backus and I, spent the after hours of when everything was cleaned up and we would go through and play in the horse barns and just make up our own thing when we were little. Not now, of course, because I don't do that stuff, but when we were little, we would just have a great time, use our imagination, and it was an absolute blast.
Excellent. Well, you're going to have an opportunity to represent Cass County around the fairgrounds here this next week. We hope you have a lot of fun with that, and again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Wyatt Soigley was crowned as the Fair Prince. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your 4-H club is?
Cass County Rams.
And FFA?
Yep, I'm a member of the Atlantic FFA chapter.
Excellent. And your folks are?
Aaron and Dana.
Talk a little bit about your involvement. What all are you involved in when it comes to 4-H and FFA?
4-H, I'm involved with showing cattle, swine, and then FFA, I've been involved in livestock judging. I received my Iowa degree this past spring, at the annual leadership conference, and I was also selected as a member of a star finalist in ag business.
You're really proud of all the work you've done in ag.
Yeah, I want to make a career out of it, and I just love agriculture. It's what I've been born and raised, and that's all I know.
Well, you should be proud. You've been very active and done a lot of things. Talk a little bit about this process. Was it fun?
Yeah. I hadn't been able to participate in the past because of football camp, and it was my last year, and I figured, what the heck, I might give it a shot, and it really paid off. Got to meet some new people, and really looking forward to spending time with them at the fair.
So will you be busy the rest of fair week?
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I have the swine show on Sunday morning, and then the bee show on Monday morning, and then whatever duties that come up for being crowned prince.
And they'll find plenty of them for you.
Yes.
Talk about your future. What's next for you?
This fall, I'm going to Iowa State. I'm going to major in agricultural business. And then I'm looking forward to taking a few different internships and kind of getting a broader spectrum of what I want to do. I don't really have anything set in mind, but just something with agriculture.
What's your greatest memory from County Fair over the years?
My greatest memory has been growing up showing livestock, because I've met so many great people through it, and I want to make a career out of it.
Well, congratulations again to you, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty excited?
Yes, very.
Courtney Stevenson is our Cass County Fair queen, crowned last night. Talk a little bit about, well, first introduce us to your family.
My parents are Tammy and Corey Stevenson, and I have three siblings, Kelsey, Shelby, and Seth, who have been in 4-H.
Excellent. Well, tell us about your 4-H FFA involvement.
Sheep has been my really big thing all throughout 4-H and FFA. Won a lot of trophies, which is exciting, you know, been big there. I've also been involved with beef the past 2 years. I showed goats a year. Been to state and national FFA convention. I am the chapter secretary. So lots of involvement there.
Lots of involvement. What's your 4-H club?
Grant Guys and Gals.
And the FFA club?
The CAM FFA.
Excellent. Well, talk a little bit about what this means to you. Why did you get involved, first of all, in the Queen Contest?
Well, they tried to push me to do it last year, and I was like, you know, I'm too young. I'm not going to win. And then they're like, we'll do it this year. And I figured, you know, a year older, more experience. And I was like, I'll give it a shot. And all the girls I met there were great, great competition. All of them were so involved in everything. And I was really, truly shocked. My family and my club kept pushing me to do it, and I'm glad that I did.
Was the contest pretty much what you thought it would be?
Yeah, besides Tyler singing.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't win all the time, can we? Talk a little bit about what this means to you now, because you get a chance to represent Cass County at the Iowa State Fair. It's got to be pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm excited to go up to the State Fair and meet a bunch of new people and represent my county the way that it should be represented, because it's a great county fair.
Well, and hearing from Larissa Backus, last year's fair queen locally here, and she got a chance to go down and compete in the Iowa State Fair, was very well thought of there, and she has some great things to say about it and her memories and things. I'm sure you're going to have a good long sit down with her.
Oh, I sure am. She already gave me a little envelope with some information in it.
Lots of information. Well, it sounds like she made a lot of friends.
It does. I hope I make as many as she does.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very good. Congratulations again, and we wish you the best. Have a fun week, and we hope you enjoy the State Fair.
Thank you very much.